Welcome, and thanks for tuning into this episode of CoreCast. I'm Jennifer LaVista. In an exciting new partnership between the Coast Salish Tribal Nation and the U.S. Geological Survey, water quality in the Salish Sea will be measured during the Coast Salish annual summer canoe voyage, the Tribal Journey. This dynamic partnership will blend Coast Salish knowledge with USGS science to help manage environmental resources of the Salish Sea. Joining me on the phone is USGS geologist Eric Grossman, who is serving as a science advisor for the project. He's here to give us the inside scoop on the upcoming journey. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Can you give me an overview of what the Tribal Journey is?
The Coast Salish Tribal Journey is a long-standing tradition whereby tribes from Western Washington and First Nations from British Columbia travel by canoe to a common destination and essentially embracing the fact that they're of a common heritage. Majority of the journey will start around July 14th, but there's a few canoe families coming from far up in British Columbia, Bella Coola, that'll start closer to July 8th, and they'll essentially follow six or so primary pathways along the coast to get to their final destination at Cowichan. And along the way, all the various tribes and canoe families camp and spend time getting to know everybody and paddling together and essentially learning about their coastal environment and cherishing that ritual.
Can you please tell us, what is the USGS doing in this project?
Well, it was a great honor to be invited by Coast Salish to help identify some of the coastal water quality and habitat problems that are affecting the marine resources of the Coast Salish ecoregion. And importantly, USGS is helping to determine what approaches will work for measuring those water quality and coastal habitat issues. Scientists from geology and water are helping to deploy the technology, the instrumentation to make these measurements, and do some of the quality control to interpret them. We're also teaching Coast Salish young and old and the folks on the canoes how to make these measurements and follow the different survey styles that we develop. And so we'll be empowering them to continue this type of science in the future if they choose. And then USGS will be helping to disseminate the data on a real-time webcast showing the progress of the canoe journey day by day, and some of the preliminary results.
Why is this journey important?
Well, the canoe journey is a long-standing and culturally important tradition for Coast Salish, where they take their youth and elderly, and together they spend several weeks traveling through their environment, and they're practicing their ancestral ways. It's this journey that travels through their coastal waters that Coast Salish depend on for their food, their life ways, and their culture. And their identity is tied to the Coast Salish ecoregion. And so being able to maintain the function of that ecosystem is paramount to their culture and their existence. And so for science and resource management, this journey offers a very unique way of conducting the science and an effective way behind a traditional canoe, which doesn't disrupt the water as instruments are deployed behind them measuring various water quality parameters and habitat traits. And so this becomes a real interesting opportunity to blend tradition and science, as well as traditional knowledge, to better understand what are the environmental changes that are occurring today, how they're impacting some of the coastal resources that we depend on, resources like salmon that are many species that are plummeting in their populations today. Number of shellfish species, and even endangered orca that are symbols of the entire Pacific Northwest. So the journey offers this real interesting way of bringing science to people that have had hundreds, if not thousands, of years of understanding, as well as bringing that long history of understanding to science and how science can be used to effectively manage the resources.
And what implications does this journey have for the future?
There's sort of two aspects of this. This first journey will really lay down a baseline data set of the conditions during summer 2008. And we expect that we'll be be measuring a number of different parameters like temperature, salinity, turbidity, dissolved oxygen, pH. And through the journey, we may end up mapping certain hot spots of water quality concern. For example, excessive turbidity areas that are known to influence the gills of fish, or temperature and salinity anomalies that influence different biota, whether it's plants or juvenile salmon that need low salinities during their first few months of life, mm-hmm. or dissolved oxygen, low dissolved oxygen zones that are also influencing biota. So this first year will set the baseline of water quality traits and characteristics along the coastal zone of the Coast Salish region. But then coming back through future years by doing repeat surveys along these same general pathways that the Coast Salish followed during these canoe journeys, they'll be able to begin monitoring and examining trends in those water quality parameters. And following on that, Coast Salish folks, as well as USGS and other scientific partners, will be able to use this data to better understand what kinds of pressures are facing the environment and use this in more effective resource management.
Eric, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I just hope that anyone interested can tune in and potentially come out and watch these hundreds of canoes paddling through the Puget Sound, Coast Salish region, and thank you for all your support.
Eric, thanks for taking the time to get us up to speed on this journey. You can follow the Coast Salish Tribal Journey by logging on to usgs.gov/Coast Salish, where you'll find the latest press releases, videos, podcasts, photos, and much more. That does it for this episode of CoreCast. CoreCast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. Until next time, I'm Jennifer LaVista.